Ave Maria Radio and Renewal Ministries presents Fire on the Earth, a compelling look at the new evangelization through inspiring teachings, interviews, and testimonies. Here's your host, Peter Herbeck.
Welcome, friends. This is Peter Herbeck, your host. We're making our way through this season of Lent together, looking this week at dimensions of the Last Judgment, trying to lay hold more fully of a deeper eternal perspective to be able to have for our lives, because having an eternal perspective is such a gift and a grace. It keeps everything in perspective. It helps us evaluate and make decisions in this world that align with Christ and with our ultimate destiny. It's very easy to actually not live with an eternal perspective, but to live only for the moment, only living in the moment, and missing the fact that every decision I make matters, every word I speak, the way I'm living now can have eternal consequences as opposed to just some immediate consequence for good or for ill. If you didn't have a chance to tune in the program this week, you can go to my website at renewalministries.net. Our website as a team is there. Sister Ann Shields radio programs are there. Have a lot of teaching and free television videos, and the rest are all there, crossing the goal, choices we face to help you on this journey. If you'd also like to listen to the program at a different time when it's more convenient for you, one of the best things you can do is just go to download at the App Store, download our Renewal Ministries app and the Ave Maria app, and you can listen to it at your convenience. And don't forget to call in for the free booklet, Unfailing Promises, that I just wrote, which I'm offering here in the program, especially during this season of Lent. It'll encourage you and build you up in the journey. Well, today, I want to look at heaven from the perspective of the Catechism. We've been looking at the warnings of Monday and Tuesday that Jesus gives throughout the Bible in different places, and particularly looking at those from chapters 25 and 26 of Matthew's Gospel, of the 24 and 25, excuse me, the faithful and unfaithful servants, the parable, the wise and foolish maidens, the necessity of being watchful. It's all so important. And this is the season for us to kind of honestly ask ourselves, let the Word of God shine on us and be honest about where we are on our spiritual journey and to align ourselves with Jesus, with the grace of the Spirit at work in us and following His leadership. But let's talk about heaven today. From the Catechism, it says, paragraph 1023, those who die in God's grace and friendship and are perfectly purified live forever with Christ. They are like God forever, for they seek Him as He is. They see Him as He is, face to face. They're talking, he said, so for those who die in God's grace and friendship and are perfectly purified, immediately go into the presence of Christ. So as the saints or the martyrs and others, they do. And then there's a quote here from Benedict XII. It says, by virtue of our apostolic authority, that is the papal authority, we define the following. According to the general disposition of God, the souls of all the saints and other faithful who died after receiving Christ's holy baptism, provided they were not in need of purification when they died, or if they then did need or will need purification when they have been purified after death, are ready before they take up their bodies again and before the general judgment, and this since the ascension of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ into heaven, have been, are, and will be in heaven, in the heavenly kingdom and celestial paradise with Christ, joined to the company of the holy angels. Since the passion and death of our Lord Jesus Christ, these souls have seen and do see the divine essence with an intuitive vision and even face to face without the mediation of any creature. So immediately after death, if you die in Christ, if you die in a state of perfection, you come right into the presence of the Lord. You don't receive your glorified body until the Lord's final return and He makes the whole new creation, gets brought into being by the Lord. But you do rise, and your soul rises, and you're before the Lord, and you're able to see Him and to see Him face to face and live in His presence and live in His love, which is, you know, what no eye has seen nor ear has heard, what God has prepared for those who love Him. Paragraph 1024, the perfect life with the Most Holy Trinity, this communion of life and love with the Trinity, with the Virgin Mary, the angels, and all the blessed, is called heaven. Heaven is the ultimate end and the fulfillment of the deepest human longings, the state of supreme, definitive happiness. That's worth meditating on. That line, this perfect life, it's the life of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. That's what's being offered to you and to me. It's a communion of life and love with the Trinity. Catechism teaches us here. It's a communion. This is what we're being invited to. And it's love beyond our wildest imagining. It's joy. It's life. It's eternal bliss. It's kind of hard to put words on it. It's coming into, in an unveiled way, in a kind of immediate presence with the Creator of the universe who loves us and has for us a share in the eternal joy that the white-hot fire of the love between the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Friends, that means, as Scripture says, no more tears, no more crying, no more pain. Love in the way that you've always longed to love but have never been able to do. Love in the way you've always wished to receive but never quite received fully, only little glimpses here and there. We will literally be transformed by love. And we'll be with Our Lady, with the Virgin Mary and the angels and all the blessed. This is heaven. This is the ultimate goal. This is what's worth living for. And knowing this is one of two destinies that's set before us. The saints are so wise because they saw the goal. They didn't just fear hell or separation from God, which they did. And they paid attention to it because Jesus talked about it, and so did the apostles. But they saw the treasure. They saw the gold and their ultimate destiny and the ultimate fulfillment at the highest level possible is life with and in God, the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. And so they aligned their life in radical obedience with the help of the Holy Spirit to live the first commandment with all their heart, soul, mind, and strength, to love God first above all things. And that meant, as Jesus said, as we've talked about so many times on the program, the love language of heaven is obedience. It's humility. It's saying yes to whatever the Father desires. It's doing His will. So heaven is the ultimate end and the fulfillment of the deepest human longings, the state of supreme, definitive happiness. That's what God wants for you. It's what I want for you. It's what we want for each other, we hope. Let's pray that we reach that destiny. Paragraph 1025. To live in heaven is to be with Christ. The elect live in Christ, but they retain, or rather find, their true identity and their own name. Like the point you're trying to make, which is, again, based on Scripture, the Catechism is making here, is when we die, we don't just get absorbed into God and we disappear and we're just part of this, we're part of God and we no longer have an identity. We're no longer individual persons. No, we have an identity that God has given us in creation. We're His idea. We're His thought. He made each and every one of us, and we're all different. And just like the spectacular, beautiful, created order that God has given us in its massive diversity and its depth and its mystery and all the rest, He made all of us different. Each one of us in some way uniquely communicates and radiates who God is. And in this world, it gets suppressed or diminished in some way in this fallen world. But what's going to happen is it's like every star has a name and every star shines in a particular way for God. Every single one of us are going to radiate the life and the love that we were made to radiate and live in for God's glory. It's going to happen. And that will be the most fulfilling thing we could ever imagine. And it's going to be God's grace and God's work through us. And wow, think about it. Paragraph continues, for life is to be with Christ. Where Christ is, there is life. There's the kingdom. So we will be in Jesus. That is, we're already there, friends. The already and the not yet of the kingdom of God has happened. As I've talked about last week on the program and many other times, that when we receive the gift of the Holy Spirit in baptism, the grace of Pentecost is given to us. That is the outpouring of the Spirit, which is the very sharing in the life of Jesus. That's why it's really important for us to remember Christianity's life. At the core, Christianity is life. It's the Christ life. It's God's life. It's the communication of God's very life to us. It's not just a religion, a spiritual philosophy. It's not just a set of practices and disciplines. It is new life in the person of Jesus Christ, who's the head of a body that the Father has given. The Father has given those who say yes to Jesus forever to give glory to the Son and give glory to the Father. Paragraph 1026. By his death and resurrection, Jesus Christ has opened heaven to us. The life of the blessed consists in the full and perfect possession of the fruits of the redemption accomplished by Christ. It's another wonderful, wonderful meditation. The fruits of redemption accomplished by Christ. This is why Jesus is the only Savior of the world. First of all, because he's the only Son of God. He's the only eternally begotten Son of God. He's the second person of the Trinity. No other religious leader or quote-unquote Savior or religious guru compares. Everybody else is a creature. They may have some sense of enlightenment, some sense of having paid attention to God, and they receive some dimension of light. Yeah, that's possible. But they can't save anybody. Only Jesus Christ can open heaven. Only Jesus Christ can share the fruits of redemption. Everything that exists that comes from heaven flows to us through Christ. He literally opens heaven. Paragraph goes on, it says, he makes partners in his heavenly glorification those who have believed in him and remain faithful to his will. That's a beautiful line as well. He makes partners in his heavenly glorification. That's where you're going. That's what's at stake, friends, in every decision we make in this world, how we live, who we are, who we decide to be, what are the choices that we make. Again, the saints are for us the white-hot models. They're the way forward for us to see what can happen in this world, in us, by the grace of God, creatures, fallen creatures who've been forgiven, baptized into Christ, and say yes to his grace, just how far the Lord can take us into the radical depth of love of God and love of neighbor in the imitation of Christ. It's beautiful. Heaven is the blessed community of all who are perfectly incorporated into Christ. We all desire and long for more community. How many of us feel the pain of isolation, of being alone, of just terrible, the terrible weight of loneliness and darkness and isolation, and walk through life and wonder, is there ever going to be anybody who knows me, who loves me? Is there anybody I will ever learn to love in this world? Friends, we were made for love, and we're made to live in the mystery of God's love. Paragraph 1027, the mystery of the blessed communion with God and all who are in Christ is beyond all understanding and description. Scripture speaks of it in images: life, light, peace, wedding feast, wine of the kingdom, the Father's house, the heavenly Jerusalem, paradise. No eye has seen, nor ear heard, nor the heart of man conceived what God has prepared for those who love him. Friends, that's what this season's all about. Remember what's being prepared for you. What matters most? What alone can satisfy your deepest longing and the hunger at the core of your being, the freedom and the love that you desire? Christ wants to give it to you forever. Blessed be God.
Each program of Fire on the Earth with Peter Herbeck can be downloaded at AveMariaRadio.net and RenewalMinistries.net. Fire on the Earth is a production of Ave Maria Radio.
Friends, I'd like to offer you my new booklet, Unfailing Promises. In these challenging and unsettling times, the promises of God are a sure anchor and a source of great encouragement for all of us. For your free copy of Unfailing Promises, call 1-800-282-4789. That's 1-800-282-4789. Or go to renewalministries.net/FOE or subscribe to our podcast.